Please be seated now for our spotlight on nurture groups, with Linda calling out one or two, I think. Is that right, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Can you manage?
So if the nurture group leaders could come forward, please. And that's Camilla, Alan, Verna, Leslie, is Steve? Ah, and Steve Cooper. You made it, Steve. So today we've got a spotlight on the nurture groups, and the details of which are on the back of your service sheets. So we don't need to give you days or times and things like that. So it's all on your service sheet and behind me, I believe, as well. You've always been welcome to nurture groups, all of you. But we're making September like an official opportunity for you to come along and not feel embarrassed or because you're new, because we'll be waiting for you and expecting you to come. So please do come. We each have 30 seconds to tell you about our groups, which is a bit of a challenge. When your group is mentioned, would you kindly stand up? Or if you're in the line up here, put your hands up so that everybody can see. Little taste of who comes, all shapes and sizes. So I'll start off with the Tuesday group. We're having a barbecue later to catch up because we haven't seen much of each other over the summer, so before we start, so that will be nice. We like doing social things. We gather together and we chat first, catch up with what's happened during the week, and then we sing together or listen to music on YouTube or something and just sit and be in God's presence to still ourselves to start. And then we listen to the sermon again. And it's amazing what you pick up the second time around. It really is very valuable. And then we have a discussion based on the sermon, with time for prayer. Next, I'm doing ladies' breakfast, which we had yesterday. Ladies, come along. We have amazing breakfasts, lovely breakfasts. We have a different leader talking each month who brings a different take on things, a different style, different personality on things. And after the speaker, we have a discussion from a woman's perspective. Yesterday, we had an amazing time. We had a Macmillan breakfast and we raised £150. And we had a good talk about life and death. And if we're not healed this side of heaven, we certainly will be.
For those of you that don't know me, I'm Camilla, and I'm here to talk about the Tuesday morning Women's Bible Study Group. This is addressed to half of our congregation, not the whole congregation, because it is a women's group. But we meet at the vicarage on a Tuesday morning, and we open the Bible together and look in further detail at what God has to say to us. We're in the middle of a study in John's Gospel, which we've been doing for about a year now. We are coming to an end. It's taking us a while, but we'd love you to join us. Come and dip your toes in. It would be great if you could come. And then we have a little bit of time to pray together after the study. And we meet for a couple of hours on a Tuesday morning. So if anybody, I don't know that there are that many Tuesday morning people here, but if you're in the Tuesday morning group, thanks. James isn't, but he's standing. In fact, James used to be, because he used to come with Helen. Thanks, everybody. That's great. Right, I'm now putting a different hat on. No, I'm putting a different hat on. Okay, so I'm going to stand forward this time. It shouldn't really be me standing to do this, I don't think. So I'm standing on behalf of Katie and myself for the Tuesday Teenagers group, which meets in the Hannam Room on every Tuesday evening during term time. I can see some of our Tuesday group here, which is great. Welcome back after the holidays. It's great to see you. We meet for a fantastic supper to start with. That's a very important part of the Tuesday evening group. So we meet for supper. Then we do a short study together. We normally have a theme or we look at a book from the Bible over the term. And then a real highlight of the evening is the games afterwards. So we do supper, study, and games. Most of the young people who are in church today, I think, are involved in that, or the teenagers are already involved in some capacity. If you know, if you've got friends or neighbours or anybody you know who might be interested in coming, do have a word with Katie or myself. We'd love to see them there. It is 7 till 9. Ah, marvellous. Thank you very much indeed. That is incorrect, and I didn't spot that. Thanks, Liz, very much. It is 7 till 9.
Hello, I'm Alan. I'm Alan Baird. Our group, consisting of one or two people, up you get. That's all of us at the moment, because the group started in the early 90s, meeting at the vicarage. We do study scripture. Sometimes we've been right through St. John's Gospel as well, Acts of the Apostles, Isaiah. Hard slogging, some of that, but generally we tend to study a book about our faith, about the church, about the place of our faith and church in the modern world. We meet at 7 Braybrook Gardens, courtesy of oh my God, I can't, Rosie Creedon. My close friend, Rosie Creedon. But time takes its toll, excuse me. Rosie Creedon, and her coffee is really good. And we are guided by her father, Bob. We are starting our autumn session on the 13th of September and studying a slim volume by Rowan Williams called Being a Disciple. I think that's all. Right.
I'm Verna Horton, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Wednesday Evening House Group. And I have some notes here because I think find 30 seconds is quite a limiting time, so it keeps me under control. Last week, 14 of us met at a barbecue and enjoyed a great evening together. And I took the opportunity to ask a number of them across the age range what they really like about our group. And in 30 seconds, here are some of their replies. The warmth of the welcome, the friendship they experience, the security and trust felt within the group, being able to share problems and difficulties, the fun and the laughter we share together, the opportunity to talk freely about their Christian faith, and how their love for Jesus has grown through looking at the Bible together. So what we do at the Wednesday evening group, we meet at 7:30 at the Wargrave Court. Total membership is over 20, but we're normally about 12 to 14. Some have been coming to the group for years. New members are always welcomed. We have one or two in wheelchairs now. We start with coffee, biscuits and chat. Birthday cakes turn up when it's someone's special day. Music is very popular. We often start by singing well-known hymns or songs to the piano before getting down to the subject for the evening. We've looked at the lives of Bible characters. We've studied Jesus' teaching from the Gospels. We've looked at some of Paul's letters to young churches and how relevant they are for us today. We enjoyed doing the Christianity Explored course as a group last year. At present, we too are revisiting the previous Sunday's sermon and discussing issues arising from this. Sometimes these discussions become very lively, frequently topical, can wander far from the point. We don't need to be knowledgeable about the Bible or feel you'll be asked to say or do anything. We take our Christian faith seriously, but we do have lots and laughs along the way. And before closing, we pray for our families, our friends, and our church. Now, social events play a big part. They're very popular. Sometimes we have bring and share meals to which we invite all partners and friends. The group reopens in this way on Wednesday, September the 14th. That's a week on Wednesday. And we warmly invite anyone interested in joining us to come along that evening. You will be very warmly welcomed.
Hi, I'm Steve. I've got two hats on today. First hat is Pints of View. Can all the chaps stand up, please? Come on, up again. That's it. Right, just want you to take note of these guys, because I'm not going to say much about Pints of View, because I want you to go and see these chaps and talk to them about the group and get a first-hand impression of what it's like. We have a meal, we have a drink, hence Pints of View, so you bring around beer or lager, whatever you like. We do a study based on a book or a video, sometimes a DVD. Video is now old. DVD. And then we just sit around the table and discuss it. It's a very, very warm, cosy environment. It can get quite heated sometimes, which is really good. I enjoy that bit. But it is a good group to be with, and I've found them personally over the years really, really supportive and a great comfort. So great bunch of guys. I suggest you go and see them and talk to them about the group rather than listen to me. Second hat is the Thursday group. Okay, we're a small group. There's only a couple of people here, I think. Did you want to stand up, Brenda? Brenda and Tess and Helen. Oh, no, look, God, there's millions of them. There's loads of them. Again, please just go and talk to these people and get first-hand experience of what it's like to be in that group. Like Werner, I did ask, what should I say? So basically, we study a passage from the Old or New Testament. No prior knowledge of the Bible necessary. It's okay to ask simple, crazy questions, okay, because you're in a safe and friendly environment. It's confidential. And we're really supportive of whatever questions you have or whatever you're going through, whatever level your faith is. Okay, so it's a really good group for that kind of thing. There's no singing. We do some prayers to start with and some prayers to finish. So we invite the Lord in to be with us and we say, thank you, Lord, for just sharing his word with us. So that's really good. And most importantly, we finish at 9 o'clock on the dot. We're not late. Unusual for Walgrave, but there you go. We're not late. That's it. Thank you very much.
And I'm here to talk about another Thursday group. Now, because there's two Thursday groups, we go under the interesting name of Ephesians 1:17. And for those of you who know your Bible intimately, Ephesians 1:17 is where Paul is asking for God to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know him better. And that's what we try to do on a Thursday night, is get to know the Lord better. And we meet in two venues. We alternate monthly. So one month we're in Chris Perry's house, and the other month we're in Jane Shaw's house. You get used to it. It's all right. It's not difficult. And we always start with a time of sharing and fellowship, and then we get on to some Bible study. We've been looking at Acts for quite a while now, and we'll continue with that in September, and we just read a bit and then discuss it and see what those discussions bring up. Again, you can bring any questions, any worries, any thoughts, and we will share them and discuss them. And some weeks we cover large sessions, some weeks we get stuck on one verse and don't go any further. So, but it's entirely up to us, and we're led by that. So Steve is, I suppose, the nominal head of our group. He's not here today, he's at Knoll Hill, so he asked me to speak for him. But anybody here who's in that Thursday group, stand up, and then again, people can see them and talk to them. Okay, quite a few in the choir there. Okay, thank you.
So you can see, just to round up, it's all about encouragement, coming together and sharing our faith together.